Okay. Oh, let's get on the road. Drive a car. When they have the speed limit signs, like the digital readouts that tell you how fast you're going. They got one here in this construction zone here. I like it when it just says slow down. Like you're going so fucking fast past it, it's just, it's not even gonna bother fucking counting the fucking numbers at you. It's just like, yo, for real, like fucking ease back, come on. And I'm like, nah. Which, yeah, I'm sure at some point they probably do that on purpose to prevent people from going like, well, I'm going to see exactly how fast I can go past this sign. Which I certainly have done before. I have driven past a sign like that multiple times to just see just how fast I can get going. So maybe they didn't always do that. I guess, you know, I haven't done that in a very long time, but... I still, like, I can't, there was a fucking commercial for, like, a diamond, like, you know, like, go, hey, get some fucking, get your wedding shit on store, that played on radio in the 90s, and it was the piano thing from this song, the fucking, like, that bit of it, and now that's all I can think of whenever this song is played. Shane Company got your back. Get a motherfucking diamond. At least I think it was Shane Company. I don't know. I could not tell you which fucking bullshit jewelry store licensed this song. There was the fucking one dude that was like, fucking, man, what was, shit, Paul from the Diamond Center, yeah, that's right, and he was mostly on TV, and had a real, like, Ron Jeremy-ish look about him. That was before the fucking commercial that had this song on it on the radio, but, like, there was this dude, fucking Paul, and I'm pretty sure it was the Diamond Center. Paul from the Diamond Center. That sounds right rolling off the tongue. And fucking, it was one of those fucking classic TV ads that you just, like, even then you didn't get a lot of, but it was just like, this dude, Paul, fucking talking fast. And he He's like, and at the end, he would be like, Sam Blasimino, come to the Diamond Center. It was like, and you know, I was 12, so what the fuck did I, you know? I don't know nothing about no diamonds. But they would show these ads like during cartoons on the local station. Diamond Center was like a local chain. Ah, more hits from the 2000s. Why would we listen to those when we could be listening to these hits from the 90s? Really sad that, you know, there's no, that Snow did not make an appearance on Views. I mean, I feel like if Drake wanted to really capture the soul of Toronto, you can't really do that without Snow. Maybe it's just because I was on a plane when it all kind of happened. But like, the stuff with Prince felt like it kind of came and went. And in a way that, you know, David Bowie kind of didn't happen quite like that. And it's probably just because I was out of town or something, I'm guessing. But like, I would have thought satellite radio would have, like, leapt into action and been like, oh, like, we're just going to play Prince pretty much until, we're just pretty much going to play Prince. But it's probably the first Prince song I've heard on satellite radio since. Has to be approved in multiple meetings first. Yeah, they're gonna run up the flagpole. I wasn't really sure what I was looking at because the text around it was not in the language that I read. But there seemed to be some kind of implication that Guile was completely broken. It was a shot of of Alex like trying to hit him and teleporting through Guile as a part of the process. And I'm not too sure what that actually means for the game, but I'm starting to wonder if the game is fully broken. That seemed to be what the video was implying, that, like, Guile was super broken, and that there was a real problem, but I guess I don't I don't know for sure. I'd have to investigate. I don't know. I loaded up the game on PC and just got into practice mode with Kyle a little bit. And his ability to, like, fucking crouch walk forward is fucking cool as hell. Cool idea. Even that song with Method Man is all right, but it's still, like, I don't know that I listen to much anymore.
The oldest one.
Courtney.
Yup. Yeah. And then I can't forget about the girls.
The girls.
The lips.
The other ones. This, yo, the ones
China.
Right,
well, the girls are young, so they go.
Yeah, that's about the young being off a grown ass hand. Your 17-year-old is with you for.
Now they got to deal with a black woman coming in their
family. Angela Kardashian.
It's a lot, man.
The black woman coming in the family is hot.
Hey, now it's time to put the gloves on. You haven't even seen the dynamic between black women and their mother-in-laws. Yo, man, that's the show.
That's, but you're nice show. Though, Heather.
Tracy, I keep telling you, you don't know me.
All right, Tracy G, thank you for that lovely wire.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and then you want to reach Tracy G, please do so.
Yeah, absolutely.
No more. Car in front of me is weaving around in a way that I'm now uncomfortable with. Yep, okay. It's good driving happening here. Got like 3 people in that car from the looks of it. Yep, hit the brakes for no reason. I'm liking this. Okay, you are now weaving the other way out of the lane. This is... there's no safe path around this car either. So now there are just cars in front of it. I want to get away from cars like this. I want to not be on or the roof. Okay, we're gonna fucking... I'm gonna try and fucking pass this car. Shit. End up alongside this car, which is the exact opposite of what I wanted. Alright, we're gonna hold off. We're gonna back off. We're gonna back off a little bit. We're gonna back off another 10. We'll be right back. I have let another car get between me and that car. But I'm still not completely behind it. Well, this seems all bad, but... seems like everyone is trying to get around to this car, but there are just too many other cars for that to be like a reliable, fast move. Shoulder a little bit there. That's good on that turn. All right, we're gonna try and. Okay, you go, and then I'm gonna try and get. In front of this Hyundai. Oh yeah, no, I'm right alongside you. Please do not weave into me. Of this woman. I don't know what's going on. Looked over at her, didn't seem to be anything immediately wrong. And now there's a couple of cars between me and that car, so. Alright. Getting a lot of that lately. A lot of people that are just fucking, that seem wasted or something in the mornings, which sucks. That's fucking, I saw someone getting a fucking DUI at 9 a.m. once. That's gotta fucking, like, quadruple fucking suck. Sinking realization of, like, not only did I make, like, a fucking terrible mistake by driving a car while drunk, I did it the fucking morning after. Looking at their fucking phones? Yeah, yeah. Who would look down at a fucking device while they're, Jesus Christ, right? So My problem with what happened to this song is that it, like, it could have only come from a mean place. It could have only come from someone who thought that, like, this was a song to be inflicted on someone. Like, oh, I'm gonna make you listen to this bullshit. When, like, the reality is, like, no, this song's alright. Like, anytime I ended up getting into a situation where I was caught with, like where I was, like, forced to listen to this song unexpectedly, my reaction was not like, oh, you got me. It was like, oh, all right. Yeah, all right. From the Axis at Planet Hollywood, Las Vegas. Listen for Lionel's songs and his own reflections on his music and his life. Lionel Richie Week happening on the Big 80s on 8 and featuring an exclusive town hall next Friday on Sirius XM Love. See, this sign isn't even measuring speeds. It just blinks slow down over and over again. It knows you're going too fast. It knows everyone is going too fast through here. It's like, nah, just fucking, hey, take it down fucking notch. That's how I feel. Tom Petty on the Tom Petty Station. Drink!
Just begin. Every morning at 9:25, we get the lead out.
Classic rock radio stations around this continent of ours. Do you think have a native time when they play Led Zeppelin and say that it is time to get the lead out? I can only imagine that the one here still does it. I have not listened to that station in some time, but... I saw that gigantic Guile combo as well. That seems maybe a little extreme, but I don't know. The animated GIF I saw was a different thing. It was him it was a move not hitting him that looked like it should have. But I don't know enough about Alex to know if that is broken or I don't know. Yeah, a little warrant, finally. I am the whole tunnel is backed up because I'm not even in the tunnel yet and it's bad. Come on. Let me in the tunnel. You don't understand. I need this.
The joint, Sirius XM.
Alright, we made it. Jobless. Okay. All right. Okay, all right. That's okay. I turn on the ability to receive PSN messages. I had it set to friends only, and then I got added to a group that was mostly friends, but some not friends. And I was like, well, let's see what these people are saying to each other. And then I turn it back on, and now I'm just like, so there's a thing. Well, look. The group thing is not well spelled out on PlayStation. It seems like you're just creating a group of friends to, like, get easier access to in case you want to see that list, and then it doesn't necessarily tell you, like, oh, by the way, you're sending them all a message when you do this. So I get added to a lot of groups ever since my PSN account got verified. Happens about 20 to 30 times a day. So... PSN messaging is now just a fucking trash fire. Like, it was not great before. But now, it's this constant flood of, like, I had to turn off a bunch of notifications and stuff, because it's like, oh, this is just how it is now. Like, now I just get shit constantly. But then someone I know actually went and built a group. I don't think he realized... That he was doing so, but it has led to some hilarity. And so I reinstalled the PlayStation Messages app and all this other stuff, and just to take in this dumb thing while it runs its course, and then I will turn messages back off, guys. Because fuck, man. The problem is, like, even if your privacy stuff is set to where you cannot send a message, that person can still add you to a group. So, I get a group that then has no messages in it ever. Other than the messages of people leaving the group after they get added. This stuff used to be broken before, like, well, I don't know, I guess it is still broken. But when that PlayStation app first came out, like, and it happened on the Vita and all that other stuff with the group messaging, where, like, just suddenly at fucking 3 a.m., I just started getting nonstop notifications because some fucking dipshits, don't know, added me to a fucking group and started spamming the group. I was just like, the fuck? Okay, well, I'm gonna delete this fucking piece of shit. And yeah, it's a bad experience. It's poorly built. It's the sort of thing you look at and go like, man, they clearly, there are elements of the messaging thing they did not think through. And I can only imagine that it's something that probably gets, like, complained about inside of Sony. Because, again, I see who gets added to all these groups, and it's a bunch of verified accounts. It's like, oh, well, okay, this one has fucking Adam and Drake and Kessler and fucking five other people that I know at Sony, and they're all just leaving the group over and over again. And it's like, okay, well, it's at least it's happening to people who work there. That seems like the fastest way for it to eventually get fixed is for people who actually work there to go like, what the fuck? But yeah, it's just like everybody's just like, me, the verified Bethesda account, Greg Miller, fucking nine people at Sony, some the Arrowhead Game Studio, you know, it's like all these different verified accounts just getting added to these groups over and over again. It's like Battlefield EA. Like, that is, if those people use their account. Yeah, yeah. And the only way that's because of the way the privacy stuff's set, usually no one sends a message, because I have messaging turned on, and no one has sent a message to this group, but a guy created a group of 100 players, and then renamed it to Messi Melhor do Mundo, which I don't know, that looks like Portuguese to me, and not just straight Spanish. Let's look through the list here of people who are in this. Battle Cry Game, Bethesda Game Studios. A verified account with a person whose name is David Condom. That's all right. That's someone from Square. A bunch of accounts that just have a bunch of G's in them that aren't verified. G4G124GGG, GGGTG438, GG657G56. GG681GGT, GGGGGG091HHHHHH, which, like, what is it? There's Geo, there's the Gorilla account, Greg Miller. Some Ubisoft accounts. Marty Silva. Metal Gear Official. Naughty Dog. Nine different Paragon accounts for different languages. SASSASSA11GGGGGG. Like, what? I just wonder what they're hoping to accomplish by doing this. Because, like, all these other accounts in here are probably spam accounts, right? Because it's just, like, all these G's. Like, what are people doing? Why are people doing this? What are they hoping to gain? Because it's not like I'm getting, like, spam. Like, I'm not getting something like, hey, click here for fucking hot porn. Or, you know, no one's, like, sending me pictures of their testicles or just, like, you know, anything, like, super fucked up. I just don't know what the goal is here. Maybe if I knew what Messi Melhor do Mundo meant, maybe that would clue me in. I don't know. Messi best of the world is what it means. All right. Well, it's messy with an I, so I assume that doesn't just mean, like, messy, like making a mess. Oh, it's soccer shit. What the fuck? Why would you add a bunch of spam accounts with a bunch of G's in them to your fucking soccer stuff? Like, what's the... I don't get it, man. I guess the other thing is, like, you don't have to be the creator of the group to change the name of it, because it looked like or to add, like, anyone can add players to a group, and anyone, like, maybe there are settings for that or something, but if you look at the chain of events, it's just, like, chaos. I don't know. It's fucking dumb. They need to add an additional privacy setting. Like, bare minimum, they need to add one more privacy setting that's just like, yo, don't let people add me to groups. Ever. Or let friends add me to groups. Or friends of friends, I guess. I don't know. Or just do away with groups. Well, whatever. I guess they need group messaging. There's actual value in that. But yeah, I don't know. It's dumb. It's dumb. And it would happen here and there. Like I said, it would happen here and there before I got verified. But, like, now having that verifiable file, like, I... Fuck, man. It is, constant. Oh, Paxomania Bear Cave wrap-up. Should probably listen to that.
Hello, this is Pat Bear coming to you from the Bear Cave with your wrap-up from Paxomania 2. If you didn't watch it live on Twitch, or if you weren't there in person in Boston, well, here's some information to take over until the official release of the YouTube version of Paxomania, which will be out in probably about a month. For those that don't know, look, there's so much we could talk about. We could talk about the tag tournament, which ended up not taking place in a video game and was all done through bribery and deceit and double cross. I mean, there's so much to unpack there. Alex the Wolf Navarro managed to get himself a title match somehow out of it. Dave Lang built a new stable, including Dr. Traxui. All this time, Dr. Traxui was actually of a French descent somehow, and a real doctor who's, one could only assume, been on some sort of enhanced activity over the past couple of years. As long as we've known him, up until Sunday, he was not a regular nice doctor, but now that's apparently what his deal is. I mean, we found out about that. Our title match wasn't really a title match at all and didn't involve Samantha Common. Amari Sullivan had to back out at the last minute. We didn't know who was going to be the challenger. It ended up being the newest member of Indie Love Coalition, Danielle Renault, versus Austin Walker, also the Indie Love Coalition. And it ended the Indie Love Coalition kicking out Samantha. Austin won the match, but of course wasn't the champion and didn't win a title. Samantha keeps her belt, which she's lost, going into PAX Rumble. Look, there are so many questions that have been answered. I mean, our main event came out of nowhere. Dan Reichert had been making the challenge to Greg Miller all this time, wanting to face him in a match. Greg finally agreed because Shuhei Yoshida showed up out of nowhere, live via satellite, in a very Wizard of Oz, I guess I can say, mentality. I mean, I may have said Shu's name wrong, and I apologize if I did, but there's so much to unpack, and I don't got a lot of time to do it. Anyway, Dan faced off against Greg, but in order to do so, Greg had to make a promise. Greg had to step down from being commissioner in order to compete in a match. It's a rule that none of us knew about before that match. Well, here's a shocking announcement. Information we did not have during Paxomania. And while Greg was facing who he thought was Dan, who turned out to be Patrick Klepek, no one knows why that happened. Anyway, there's so much to unpack with that. But while Greg was facing who he thought was Dan and was no longer commissioner, someone bought out our league. That's right. We have a mysterious new owner. Greg has not been reinstated as commissioner. He is not allowed to. He is still under contract as a performer, but he is not the commissioner. We don't know who the commissioner is. John Drake, a.k.a. Johnny Casanova, claimed he wanted to purchase it. Did he? Is it Aaron Trite's grandfather who founded our company? Did he finally buy back? And why would he be mysterious? Could it be someone we've never heard before? Could it be someone from Nintendo or Microsoft or Sony? Could it be PAX themselves? Did Penny Arcade buy out our wrestling league in order to cinch down the name? I don't think that's it. And please don't ask them, because that would get probably really annoying. Anyway, I've been told there'll be a new bell, a new name, and a new commissioner. And we're going to find out who that is at our next event, which will be at PAX West. That's right. They changed the name from PAX Prime to PAX West. So we'll see you in Seattle in August. And we'll finally, hopefully, find out what the heck's going on. I mean, gosh, I didn't even get into Kaiju and Chikara and WWE superstar Xavier Woods making a video appearance. So much happened in an hour. One might say too much happened in that hour. Stay tuned. Check out twitter.com/PatBear, because I'll be back in the Bear Cave to announce when we will have the full hour and glorious presentation for you on YouTube. And till then, I'll be staying in the Bear Cave.
All right.
It's almost as if the end of the show was so ramshackle that that key piece of information about who was owning the league got left out. Almost. Okay. Tunnel drink got drank. Oh, man. This alley's closed all day, isn't it? They sent an email saying that the alley was to be closed from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. to pour concrete or something. Yep, that looks very blocked off. I'm going to have to drive around the block, which I don't like doing. Wait, let's just double check. Okay, no, those are those are people standing there to prevent people like me from getting into the app where there are a zillion construction vehicles. Oh, that truck not moving. Okay, well, mistakes were made. And now I'm here behind this truck that is, the back of it is open. Fuck. A lot of honking happening here. It's not really helping anyone or anything. Okay, that car gave up. I'm gonna get over. Oh, you're gonna be a fucking super asshole about it. That's cool, lady. It's real cool. This guy are gonna do anything? No? You're just gonna fucking sit there and not actually even try to merge? That's, bold. It's a bold. The person's just giving up. They're just gonna sit behind this truck and die. Okay. Well, I don't want to get on the Bay Bridge, so I need to get over here in front of this fucking truck. Okay, this car is starting to move, so we're going to go. Why does everything have to suck when it comes to this stuff? This should all be easy. It's driving. People have been driving for a long time. None of these cars have moved. Fucking come on. Oh, why? Just let's drive. Make some, what if the cars were moving? That'd be great. Man. What if all these cars were just going?
I don't mess with the east or the west. I leave the public to suggest I am the Gaga. In a disco dance, I am the Gaga. Yeah, people, I'm the Gaga. In a disco dance, I am the Gaga. Yeah, yeah. Usher of the mouth, man, sip your stuff. This is not a drill, no one can talk to fall. I am the Gaga. In a disco dance, I am the Gaga. Yeah, I am the Gaga. In a disco dance, I am the Gaga. People listen, yeah. Woo. Ooh. Ooh. I am the Gaga. In a disco dance, yeah. I don't mess with the east nor the west. I leave the public to suggest I am the Gaga. In a disco dance, I am the Gaga. People listen, I am Gaga. Yeah, in a disco dance, I am the Gaga. Oh, oh, shut your mouth, man, sip your stuff. This is not a drill, no one can talk about. I am the Gaga. In a disco dance, I am the Gaga. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm the Gaga. In a disco dance, I am the Gaga. Coming from the north with my face to the sun, I'm quite sure I can knock you out. I am the Gaga.
I've got an anger that only reggae can help build. Really get the rage out of reggae.
Motorcycle doing? He's like walking his motorcycle back into the alley. This is... I don't know what the fuck that guy's doing. Alright, well... Fucking idiot. Alright. Everybody, stay irie. Jobless. It's have it. I'll see you later.